Dear Hitler, I'm writing this letter, hoping you'll get it somewhere. I used to address you in Berlin, but now there's no post office there. I'm anxious to know how you're doing, and will it be much longer yet? Till you send the help that you promised, 'cause I'm gonna need all I can get. Your keen intuition should tell you we'd better do something darn quick. I think I hear ancestors laughing. Oh, Adolf, I really am sick. You told me the Yankees were lazy and all too complacent to fight. You told me to strike at Pearl Harbor and we'd rule the world overnight. But Yankees are very queer people, and we don't know just what to do. My soldiers call out, "Yank, surrender!" And they yell right back, "Nerds, to you!" There's one other problem that irks me. It's known as the B-29. And what do they mean by the 8-ball? They say they have got us behind. Please pardon me asking these questions, but I can't help wondering now. If you stayed too long in that beer hall and miscalculated somehow, you promised we'd meet in the White House, and oh how I dreamed of that hour. But the Yanks have their own secret weapon, they call it the Ike Eisenhower. If I had just 30 years longer, I think I could whip Chiang Kai-shek. But this man MacArthur annoys me. Can't you take him off of my neck? P.S. As you gaze in your crystal to learn what the future will be, when Joe Stalin's face comes before you, find out how he feels about me. I just got your note, Hirohito. It reached me where I'm holing in. I don't have a Berlin post office. In fact, there just ain't no Berlin. My keen intuition assures me the great super race will survive. But please note this letter was written on April Fool's Day 45. So if I should suffer reversals, and frankly I look for the worst, I'll hike to my fort in the mountains if Himmler don't bump me off first. There once was a time when I figured that I might hide out in Japan, but recently I have concluded I'm much better off where I am. You're just like that guy Mussolini. You told me you really were tough. Then you start squawking your head off as soon as the going gets rough. Why don't you review your great navy? 'Twill boost your morale, I am sure. Just borrow a suit from a diver and you'll have an interesting tour. I noticed you mentioned the White House, and that darn near tore me in half. Too bad I can't find Hermann Göring, 'cause he really needs a good laugh. For many long years you've been itching to bring the Yanks down to their knees. You say you hear ancestors laughing, but I think you hear the Chinese. That white horse that you ride so proudly, you'd better teach him how to race. You'll make a swell Lady Godiva, 'cause you're gonna lose more than your face. P.S. I've cut off my mustache, so Stalin won't know who is who. I wish I could have my face lifted, but I fear they might lift my neck too.